KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. On this Memorial Day, a requiem for California's vanishing glaciers. Most people don't realize that there are about 130 of these rivers of ice nestled into mountain valleys from Shasta to the Southern Sierra. But as KQED science editor Craig Miller explains, the glacier age is winding down in the Golden State.
Recently, National Park geologist Greg Stock led a team up the storied Lyell Glacier in Yosemite's high country, only to find that it had stopped its downward movement. The death knell for a glacier.
So,
the moment was recorded.
Wow,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah.
This thing is just a melting away.
In 2010, naturalist and photographer Tim Palmer spent several months climbing and photographing what remains for his new book, California Glaciers. He's been on the Lyell with Stock, and recently we caught up with him at a climate conference in Pacific Grove.
The fact that the Lyell Glacier is not moving probably means that virtually all the Sierra glaciers are not moving anymore. McClure and North Palisade are probably the exceptions. There may be a few others.
What makes this worrisome?
Well, it's the glaciers, now they've been receding so long that except for Mount Shasta, they're really not that big anymore. They do provide water to the rivers below them, no less than the Tuolumne, which provides for San Francisco's water, and the Owens, which provides for Los Angeles's water. They do provide water late in the season. Virtually all the other streams have almost completely dried up because the snow is melted by August, September. The glacial streams continue to run, nourishing the ecosystem below them, the fish, the riparian life, and, of course, the people who use that water later on. But that's not really the main point. The main point here is that the glaciers are simply the most visible sign that we have of climate change and global warming. And they directly correlate, their loss directly correlates to the diminishment of the Sierra snowpack. And that is an enormous issue for California. Some of the best estimates I was able to uncover are that 52% of the early summer runoff will be gone in this century, because of the snowpack shrinking. The 25% of farm supplies are likely to be gone, disappear, because of that.
You describe a number of, I guess I'd call John Muir moments that you had when you were up there. I mean, I'd like you to, up there in this kind of secret world where very few people go, I mean, you've actually crawled inside some of these glaciers. Try to give us a sense of what you feel when you're up there.
There's something particularly poignant and powerful about connecting to a place that's changing so rapidly, that's actually being lost. But at the same time, I realized that this incredible beauty I was seeing, I would never see again, and that people after me would never have the opportunity to see. I mean, you can this year, you can see, but they're diminishing so rapidly that the next generation will probably not be able to see any. Even in a few years, you won't be able to see exactly what I saw, and the next generation probably won't be able to see most of these glaciers at all. Picture an aerial view, a plan view looking straight down. The area of ice gets smaller as the glacier shrinks, so we see that easily, but the glacier's also getting thinner, which we don't see. This is not theoretical. The McClure Glacier is losing 2 feet of thickness per year. Greg has measured that. That could be typical of other Sierra glaciers. We could be down to almost the last year. It would look about the same size, but it would only be 2 feet thick. And the next year, gone.
You said you found up there both despair and hope. What's the hope?
Well, the hope is that, in a way, is your hardest question. But by seeing the interest in this subject, by being able to show this real manifestation of the changes we're making, I am hopeful that people will get it and that people will become motivated to deal with the changes that are coming, recognizing the glaciers are only an incredibly beautiful symbol of the other losses. It's got to make you think about that snowpack of the Sierra Nevada and what it's going to be like to be down to only 20% of it, which is what Scripps scientists have projected, 30 to 80% loss of snowpack by the end of this century. my hopeful attitude is that people will see this change and realize that there are many bigger changes to come and that we simply must act and motivate our society to deal with this problem.
Tim Palmer, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
That's Tim Palmer, author of California Glaciers. He spoke with KQED science editor Craig Miller. I'm Joshua Johnson. We have some of Palmer's photos and field notes with glacier scientists on our new science site, kqed.org/science.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.